there's something about wet food that makes it like, I feel like for instance, trash juice. You know, yeah. Trash is already nasty, but if you pour a water bottle and then pour the trash juice out,
yeah.
That to me is so much worse than the physical trash.
Yeah. And I think about that every time I'm about to throw a cup away. Like, I will go over to the soda fountain dispenser and pour
first
there instead of throwing it. Because I just think about the person that's got to take that
and
out.
It's leaking.
Imagine if you worked a double and you got to take the trash out because somebody didn't show up. That's not even what you typically do. And you pull it out, and the bag rips. All the juice get on your shoe.
I actually feel weird throwing liquid away, unless it has like a sealed top.
Yeah, like a bottle.
Yeah, trash juice ain't it. But with that said, we're basically talking about which foods you can't drop on the ground.
Yeah. So
wet foods is out.
We were hiking today. Me, Dion, his cousin, Phil, and Courtney Haynes. And Dion posed a question like, if food dropped on the ground, your plate dropped on the ground. But you're down bad right now. You can't afford to like cook something else. Would you eat it off the ground? And I was like, it depends on how much debris is on it. Like, you pick it up, it's just like,
where
like
are one we? Hair. Is this on the
home.
Street?
Let's say you're at home.
Oh, this is your floor.
Yeah, this is your floor.
So this is a hygiene issue now.
Well, I mean, it's sort of, but it also depends on the food. Because like Leah said, if it's soup.
Soup ain't happening.
Soup is off, right?
Soup is off.
Here's the thing, but like,
soup
like,
is crazy.
What if it's cake though? If it's cake and it falls over, you just take a
cake
knife,
is like has a wetness just, to it where stuff would stick to it.
Yeah, but you just slice. So like, if this is the cake, boom, right on the ground.
No,
you slice this right here.
No,
take this part, leave that bottom part on the ground.
Oh, a layer. You're not talking about a wall. You're talking about a layer.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it, bro.
I think that the harder the food is, the better, and the smoother the food is. I like something that you can actually brush off. That's why I feel like I love that it's called "Don't Touch the Spaghetti," because that's such a like. There's no way you can't clean each individual noodle.
Yeah,
there's no way to just like section it off.
So the how it started is like we set that up, and then we start building the world around it. It's like you drop some spaghetti on the floor. You're like, fuck. You get down, and you're just trying to bite the noodles just on the top so you don't touch it. And then said, I think Dion said, your girl comes in. She says, like, what are you doing? It's like, now you got to kill her.
Feeding.
So you're choking her, right?
It started off as not a big deal.
You're choking her, and then she's like, the microwave. You open up the microwave. You see she had made you an extra helping of spaghetti, but you didn't kill her now. Right.
Wait, you still killed her?
Wait, you still choking her the whole time.
But she said the microwave and you got off.
Yeah, but you never released your grip, right?
She said the mic and you still killed her? You didn't. Wait, so you just wanted to kill her.
No. Okay, so now
you like,
didn't
listen
fuck,
to her
right?
preposition?
Then you hear the knock on the door. Then I think this is feels like you hear the knock on the door. It's an Uber driver because she ordered you some spaghetti too, so it was Uber Eats. It's like, fuck.
She didn't pick leave at the door? She picked meat at the door? Ew.
And he's looking around. He was like, he sees her legs poking out from the kitchen, like her lifeless legs. He was like, is everything okay here? Now you got to eat him. I mean, you got to kill him too.
Wait.
Because he's
this guy, crazy.
It did. It really did. And so we kept like building on shit. And it was like, you go to the funeral of your girlfriend and you cry at the repast that serves spaghetti. And at the repast. While you got a full
That's
plate
funny.
Of spaghetti,
That's
somebody
funny.
Bumps into you, knocks the spaghetti on the ground, and now everything slows down. I'm like, fuck, do I eat it again?
So we're, first of all, it's a repass. There's more. You fucking psychopath. You don't have to start killing people every time you drop spaghetti.
We're saying it sounds like a Joss Whedon show, like a movie. It slows down. You see a kid playing with a train. It's a slow motion.
What?
And your heart starts beat doo-doo.
Why are we at the funeral instead of jail? We lied to everybody in our life?
Yeah, the Uber driver did it. And we found him. We killed him.
Oh, but we're still not in jail.
We're still not in jail. No. And we started talking about something else.
So
and
you
then
framed
we jumped
the
back.
Uber driver.
No, yeah, we framed him. Mm-hmm.
Because your DNA is all over her from choking.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to get his hands off of her neck. That's what the DNA was for.
So is the question still about the food falling on the floor at that
so
point?
So the don't touch the spaghetti was just the name of it because that's what started it. But it could be anything. So the way we would play the game is like you just say a random thing like
Oh, the water game bottle. Is just adding.
Yeah, just adding to it.
You guys never cared about if I would eat the spaghetti. Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
But it started in a very grounded question.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we doing this right now?
Sure. Let's give it a try. Let's see.
So what's the question?
The question is,
is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? And the random item is,
how'd y'all start it last time? Was it just the question?
It was the question, and it was like, we got into like, what foods could you eat off the ground? Because we even mentioned hot dogs. Like, hot dogs you can rinse off.
Oh, that's right.
You can rinse hot dogs off boiled eggs, but spaghetti was one of the ones.
Ooh, boiled eggs is a good one.
Boiled eggs is a good one.
That's very droppable.
That's very droppable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good one. So this hot dog, the sandwich thing doesn't really work, huh?
No, let's see. What is a meal you would eat out of the trash? It's so good you would eat. If it's on the top layer of the trash, what's something that you would eat out of the trash?
That's good because I feel like all of us have a little barbaric moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were like,
so on the top layer, no trash, you surround it.
I really just did that.
You know what I mean?
What was my reason though? I for sure remember that moment. Like, nigga, did you just...
I would do fried chicken. I'm not going to hold you.
If it's in a container on the top.
No, I would do fried chicken raw. If it's on the top of the trash and it's fried chicken and I can take the skin off, I'm fucking that chicken up.
Well, that's interesting because fried anything was on my mind when I was thinking of what can be dropped.
Because
like if you think of like fried shrimp and stuff like that, that's a cool little brush.
You just peel that bread and all. No, Miss Joyce, it's not in a container. It can be in a container.
Raw.
It's exposed. Meat on meat. Raw sex.
Does that include stuff that's typically stripped off of the food, like a banana peel? So if it's raw, there has to be just no banana peel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, I already de-peeled it.
Out the trash?
Out the trash.
Like an apple? I feel like something like a fruit would work.
Now, what if the apple was cut already?
If it was cut in half?
You can still rinse that slice off. You still rinse that off.
Nah, trash air got on it. You know, like, when air gets on an apple, it kind of gets a little weird. I can't have that be trash mist.
You got the apple cut in half, right? You're going to rinse the backside off, and then you slice the top layer off. The exposed cut apple, the flesh of it, you cut that top layer off.
Nah, I'm going whole apple or nothing.
What?
Whole apple or nothing. Because when you rinse an apple off, you feel like it's at, it becomes like original. It's like no difference between when this was picked and now. And it was just a rinse. Half? I don't know. That
you just
slice
the top layer off. It's LASIK. With LASIK, they burn off the top two and three layers of your corner, right? Then they lay the very top one down. Now it's a brand new eye.
I'm going to say that's my rule for all fruit. All fruit. It got to, if it's cut in half, vegetables are different. But if the fruit's cut in
Why
half,
Why is vegetables
I'm out.
Different?
Because you cut in half broccoli, it looks the same, kind of.
And you typically cook most vegetables anyway.
And potatoes are like apples from the hood. So I feel like an exposed potato can withstand a little more than an exposed apple.
But also, an exposed potato is going to get cooked. So you're gonna cook that in grease anyway.
That's true. Okay. Oh, the cooking method. I never thought about that. Yeah, I thought you meant like trash to mouth. I thought you meant straight up trash to mouth.
But vegetables, you probably still would cook unless it's already... Like if it's steamed broccoli already and you drop it on the ground.
You know what?
What if it's that last bite of something?
Last bite is crazy because it's so exposed. Any sandwich with hard bread, like banh mi, I feel like I would pick up a banh mi and keep going. But... if we're just talking about ingredients that are going to be cooked, and this is gross, I could probably, this is called Don't Eat the Spaghetti. You know how spaghetti looked before it's cooked? The hard version?
Yeah.
If I took a bunch of that out of the trash and cooked it, I don't think I would think about it. I wouldn't do that, but I feel like they're so different. And I feel like how much dirt and dust and trash could really be on these little noodles?
Yeah, because you're going to boil it. You're going to get it to this boiling point.
So I feel like that transformation process, I would be a little bit
Now here's the thing, right? You're on Big Brother, or one of them type of shows.
Okay.
And the cameras are rolling all the time.
So I can be caught doing this?
Are you still doing it with the cameras rolling?
I thought this was a desperate situation.
Hey, man, listen, this is how we built the world.
So I'm desperate. I have to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a food challenge. You're on a cooking show with Chef Gordon Ramsay. You accidentally open the box upside down. They fell in the trash can. What are you going to do?
That's crazy, because that would Gordon Ramsay would kill you for that. Okay, are they watching it before they judge? Or do they watch it after and then he cusses me out? I could deal with that.
Yeah, maybe watch it after. But, I mean, that they're still going to have the camera. They're going to have the footage at some point.
Honestly, I'm way more likely to eat. If I have to do that, I'm way more likely to eat it myself than to give it to somebody. Because uh-huh. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
But, I would serve it to Gordon Ramsay. If it was the reason I was there and I was on Chopped, yeah, I'm giving him the trash spaghetti.
You go on and win the shit, and then the footage comes out, and he catches you at the bar. It socks you out.
Oh, this is all part of the game.
This is all part of the
this
game.
This is, okay.
This is the building the world. Yeah, this is the world, right, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't adding anything. I was just like, oh, yeah, well, that happened. Okay, for sure. I get it.
So that's what it is. So once you agree on something, that's going to be the thing. Then you build the world around it. You create these funny scenarios, and you just add on. It's like an improv thing. You're like, yes, and.
So now, Jordan Ramsay's kind of ripped. He's kind of strong.
He does.
So now Jordan Ramsay in a
he's yelling
non-professional
in your face.
Setting
yeah.
wants to beat me up because he found out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a crazy question. Did I win? Is the headline like Gordon Ramsay approaches season 5 winner of Chopped? Or am I just some nigga who got cut because I tried to cook trash spaghetti?
The show's still going on. You haven't won
I'm
yet,
still on
but
there?
You're still on there.
Ooh, and you got to sock out
hey,
Jordan?
Hey.
I mean, Jordan. What the fuck? Gordon. That's the black Ramsay.
He's never going to okay anything else you do at this point. You might as well fight him.
I'm knocking him out if I can. Because I'm not getting beat up by Gordon and then returning to Chopped.
Then you got to go back to set.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You and now you're like, what do you think, Chef? Hell no. Nah. I would rather be kicked off the show for knocking Gordon Ramsay out. And then I start my own cooking show because I got the leverage. And it's called Punched. Instead
off
of Chopped.
Off the ground. It starts with a pack of spaghetti in the trash can. You got to figure out what meal that you can make with the spaghetti out of the trash can. That's how it starts.
Here's an addition. You get swung on by Gordon Ramsay, but he old as hell. You swing back and accidentally kill him.
So ooh.
The last one ended in a funeral too. You accidentally kill Gordon Ramsay, but you're acquitted of everything. Self-defense, all that. How do you pivot your career? What do you do? As the nigga who killed Gordon Ramsay.
Started a cooking program called Killer Meals.
Oh, you would lean into it like that?
What am I going to do? Internet lives forever. I can't get away from that.
What am I
going
to do?
What am I going to do? Ray J and Kim have no contact, but they will always be remembered for the sex tape, bro.
That's
it's not
true.
Getting away from that.
Damn.
She's a mom. She got kids now. She's helping prisoners get out of prison. Like... But it started from the sex tape. Internet lives forever, bro.
You killed Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
But now all the Food Network giants are beefing with you. So you don't have a lot of space to move in this new career path. Guy Fieri hates you, Rachel Ray, Emeril.
I hate Guy Fieri's hair. He don't want beef. I was like, hey, I done killed y'all before.
Don't make me do another chef.
I opened up a restaurant where all the tables are like caskets. I specialize in repast food. You come to me for all the repast food. The number one thing is my top seller is killer spaghetti.
Yo, no one should beef with this nigga ever. That's crazy. Do you know how that would hit the white community? If he killed Gordon Ramsay and got away with it and then made a cop.
And then leaned into, like, really leaned into it. Killer spaghetti.
Today's
killer
special.
Hamburger helper.
Spaghetti, yeah.
Yeah. Knock him out the box toast. turning in his grave gravy.
Turning in his gravy?
Mashed potatoes and turning in his gravy.
Turning in his gravy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's the shit I'm on right. That's the type of time I'm on right there, man.
That was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm thinking about, like, how the hell would anybody move if they were known as killing Gordon Ramsay?
Man.
That would, it's like Steve Irwin.
Bro, Monica Lewinsky still had to go on with life after that whole fiasco.
She's killing it right now.
Yes. Books out.
She is like,
are you serious?
EP on like a ton of shows.
DP?
EP.
Oh.
Executive producer. Yeah.
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 She went on with life.
Monica Lewinsky.
She's funny on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't. Wow. EP? What type of shows?
There were some like network series. God, there's one that just came out.
Monica Lewinsky?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the Amanda Knox show. That new one on Hulu that just came out.
Bro. Scripted.
Yeah.
Wow. What was she, what was her job when she sucked?
She was an intern. She was making copies, making phone calls.
Are you serious? How old was she at the time? Do you guys know?
19, 20?
I think 19.
She was of legal age.
I
want to
say 19.
She was of legal age.
I thought it was like the fucking HR of the White House or something.
No. She was an intern.
She was 22.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, if nobody had told, it could have been hella bragging rights. I sucked off the president.
That has to happen more than... This had to just be the time we found out about it.
Somebody was just hating.
Interns are sucking the president's dick?
Come on, man. You've seen Scandal at least once.
When it happened, I was so young. I was just like, mm-hmm. What? But I just didn't think about it like after being in corporate.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, imagine you're 22 and the president's like, hey.
I'm the leader of the free world.
But I didn't know presidents were getting down like that.
What? They, are you serious? All right, come on. First of all, white men in power.
Yeah. Right.
Come on, man. Like,
but
that,
why the young? Oh, I guess that's because the young and impressionable is crazy. I thought it was just like
listen, anybody a working at the White swing. House? No, anybody working at the White House? Anybody working on the Hill? Right? They have somewhat a fascination with power. Right. Yeah. Whether they want to change the world really,
right,
or just like if they're hardcore Republican or hardcore Democrat, you admire a person in power.
Damn,
this is the president.
So Obama had some power issues.
And he plays a saxophone.
Right.
Come on, man. He's in there playing Kenny G covers.
Right.
She walks in. He's sitting on a desk, sitting wide, too, on the desk playing the alto sax, right? Kenny G just going at it. No pants on. She walks in, flaccid dick, but enough to, like, see a vein. He's like, oh, sorry. I didn't know that she was coming in.
You have a Bill Clinton?
Who does? I'm that old.
What? Been doing this show a while.
Bill Clinton went on. First of all, Bill Clinton came to my middle school. When I was in middle school, I had started a school called Gateway Middle. It was a science, math, and technology middle school. And I remember him coming to my middle school. I also remember Bill Clinton going on an Arsenio Hall show. He played a saxophone, had the glass on the Arsenio Hall show. I knew Bill Clinton. He was my favorite president.
Playing the sax in the 80s was straight a booty pass.
Playing the sax as a president?
No, that's
swag.
Crazy. I mean,
Swagatron.
You think about it, like, he was the first president with swag. Presidents were known for just being uppity.
JFK probably was the first one with swag, though.
Yeah.
But Nixon also has, because Nixon was an actor. So Nixon
didn't feel like he had swag like that.
Nah,
though.
Yeah, they had the hair slicked back. He had the little bump on top, nice suits and shit like that. He came over from the acting field. He had the swag, but he didn't have JFK swag. JFK was crazy. They made a jacket for JFK. That what's the little bomber like the windbreaker jacket with a certain collar. That was what he was known for. Them and those shorts.
Came hoodless.
Boy, he was out here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then like Bill Clinton, then
I like
Obama.
How JFK moved.
It's been less than 10 presidents with swag. You can't name me more than 10 presidents with swag, I guarantee you.
I feel like George Bush.
Maybe if you saw Hamilton, you'd know.
Absolutely not. I fuck that, man. And I ain't got no problem with, what's his name? Lin-Manuel. I remember when he was on House. He was doing the same thing when he was on House. He was singing the shit in the talent show at the Crazy Home.
I didn't really process that. I thought it was like I just fucked this other girl at the White House who wasn't my wife. I didn't know it was an intern.
It turned, my boy.
It's pretty crazy. I didn't know White House had interns.
And
everything.
She had a pass and shit. She had to check in security every day.
I didn't know White House had interns.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
trip. Was she on the clock?
She was on her knees, probably.
That's basic. Everything in life is based on your performance at work, your friendships, how much you get done in the day. You got a project that you're working on. And if you're going to give a performance, why not give your very best? And that's why I use Bluetooth. I mean, I think it goes without saying, but since I'm here, I'm going to just say it again. Sometimes I'll take a Bluetooth when I got to run some errands and I know I'm going to be standing in line, you know, get that bad boy hard and gives me something to lean on. That's using my performance to my advantage. And that's what you could do, fellas, because let's keep it real, man. You don't want to be the joke in your latest group chat, okay? You don't want her going in there but like, ladies, let me tell you. I don't know if that's how they start, but let's just assume. Ladies, let me tell you. It's probably like, ladies, let me tell you, last night was trash. You don't want that to be you, okay? You're thinking about long-term who you are. You want to think about your legacy, your third legacy, if you get where I'm going. And hopefully you do, right? Because Blue Chew is the way to help you get there. And nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. So discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the promo code DIYS at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head over to BlueChew.com for details and safety information. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. And bigger thanks to you guys for watching.
She was on the clock. Hold the L.
And then the whole thing was like, he got some on her dress or something like that. That was supposed to be.
Wasn't
like,
it on him? I thought the cum stain was on him.
That would have been a very bad job of her if it was on him. Like, what was. Did you cough at the end? Like, how did that happen? Like, I thought it was on the blue dress.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. That's I think she like, like that. Oops, sorry.
That's kind of a crazy story now that I think about it. That's nuts. Damn, the president was getting.
It was on her dress and she saved it. So I felt like she was trying to do the sneaky shit.
She saved it.
Yeah.
What that mean?
She might have been like, this is her insurance plan.
That was like her, I voted.
I choked it. What?
I choked it. Damn, that's so. That makes it so much crazier than how I remember it.
Yeah.
What year was that? 90. Oh, well, that explains it. 96?
97?
Oh, I didn't know what the hell. I didn't know what the hell was going on. That's crazy.
I remember.
I wonder if it was in his office.
What was that? The.
Is it called the Oral Office?
Oval.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Come on, bro. You did not think
know.
It was the Oral Office.
I don't know why
office.
I thought that. There's no way I thought that for even that second. Okay. Oval.
Oh, man.
Dale.
Do you remember Trench Coat Mafia?
Mm-mm.
Those were the kids that. The kids that
Columbine?
Went to high school, yeah.
That's Columbine? Shot,
yeah, that was Columbine.
They had a gang name?
Yeah.
Was it Mopper. Two guys? Yeah.
Two
that
or
cafeteria
two or
video is still really, really creepy. Did they kill themselves or did the police kill them?
I don't remember.
Me neither. We
that was
all
so
the old stuff right
crazy.
Now.
Like,
it was.
Yes, they died by suicide.
They killed themselves at the end? That was the craziest story. And now look at us.
13 students.
School is terrifying now.
It's still it's scarier now than it ever has been.
Did your kid ever have like the shooting Clear drills back. And stuff at their school?
Glendale didn't really do a lot of that, as far as I know.
Okay.
I'd
be hearing like they have those like fire drills.
Yeah, like the shooter drills. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I couldn't imagine
school with social media, let alone active shooters.
I remember rumors would just get shit popping. Such and such finger, such and such. What? He didn't finger me on the bus. Like, that type of shit would get shit popping during lunch, and that might last a couple of days. But, like, imagine, like, you know what I'm saying? You got a picture floating around. Everybody got it on their phone in the school.
Oh,
even
that's
underclassmen?
The worst. Oh, what? My God. Because that's what I hear. That's why, like, suicide rates are up and stuff. Before, at least you just got embarrassed by your schools and, like, switch schools. Now it's on Twitter. That's insane. You just can't do it.
And then they send it to everybody's phones in your
school. Right. Like, that's worse than CCTV. Yeah. Oh, I to this day think I grew up in the best generation possible because we got to see everything start, but not be in the thick of it while we're like developing. Absolutely not. I would have. Oh my God. The fear of being, remember when Worldstar was a thing? That's not even a thing anymore, but you didn't want to get Worldstar. Now it's like, if you're getting beat up, you don't even have to hear Worldstar to get scared. You know everybody's filming.
You know everybody got their phone now.
That's the baseline now.
Yeah, we need to find a Batman, somebody that has like the MP.
Right.
Like you just get socked out. You see people running to you, just press that so no phones work.
As soon as you're on the floor.
Call 911 first, scream help, find my location, and then press the button.
I just need that first few seconds to see if I'm winning or not. and if I'm not, press it. You guys are
press
all.
Press that button. I have to
say goodbye to your phones.
Like life alert.
Stumped out
as soon as
like
the nigga
this.
Stumped me out, he stumped that button and we out of there. We good to go, baby. We never even happened.
That's so crazy. When you heard Worldstar, you knew one person was using a camera phone and you were scared.
Oh,
now it's
man.
Like, everybody, you're going to get... Niggas getting beat up now and multiple angles drop. Have you
yes.
seen that?
Yes.
New angles of you getting your ass beat drop. Like they plan it with each other and they'll be like, all right, I'm going to drop Thursday, you
Bro.
Drop yours Monday.
And they're getting
yours.
Better now. Like everybody, because everybody's a content creator, people know to watch
the shots
phone.
Are better.
They watch the fight through the phone. So usually they used to be like holding the phone, they're mm-hmm. looking at the fight. But now they're looking at it like this. They holding the phone with a steady hand. iPhone's got the live action mode right there. So like, even if you're moving, it's still going to give you a steady thing.
What Bro. Is that? What is the live action?
That's like when you're recording and you go to video or cinematic. So like oh, even if you're like moving, it's gonna keep it like still for the most part. And it's gonna look crisp. So yeah, man. It's all bad, bro.
That's a tough time. That is a tough time to be alive. At this point, when you in school, and hopefully anybody young that's watching this, you guys can take this to heart. Just don't get in fights.
Yeah, I mean if it's avoidable. You know what I mean?
Just, of course, he says that. Just don't get it. Even if it's unavoidable, just don't do it. Your internet footprint.
Sometimes people like will come up to you and start shit. Like, you don't have to be doing anything. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's avoidable. But also, just press charge. Be known as nigga that tail. You snitches. So what? Snitches get jobs.
Have you seen, you know, Rampage Jackson is?
Yeah, his son.
That is crazy. Have you seen that video?
I have seen the video, yeah.
Okay, so Rampage Jackson is a really good MMA fighter. Like, literally, like, his name is Rampage. His nigga's name is Rampage. Now he's a streamer. Which is crazy. It's him in the
moves.
It's in the club. He's in the club with chicks, and he's in the MMA gym. He has a son named Raja or Raha.
Mm-hmm, Raja, yeah.
Super. He's insanely good. Like literally, he's gone his whole life. He's 25, being pressed by Rampage every single day. Rampage be fighting him, so this nigga can really fight. He just got involved, I guess, in an amateur wrestling thing, and this big white dude. And it's like wrestling, right? They do stuff. He did something that looked very fake. He grabbed some beer and like smashed it on his head. And Raja, he was like, hell no, I'm used to getting pressed by Rampage. He beat this man. He flatlined. This nigga was unconscious for 6 minutes. He just punched him over 20 times. Now he's facing possible jail time because he couldn't keep his pride in and now he's like, he might have ruined his, he was just starting like a popping ass life as a streamer, and he just beat a nigga up too much. Now he's going to jail where he has to fight like that every day.
So they are sending him to jail.
There's no way he's not going to jail. It was on this. Camera. It was on. I watched it so many times. This nigga did like a 22 hit combo.
Wait,
this dude was on the ground just bink 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 bink, and there was like all these wrestlers who couldn't get him off him. Rough. And now there's no other MMA fighters jumping online like Rampage, turn your son in. He's got to sit down. He's got to go. He got to go. And it's like, bro, it is not worth it.
I want to
see
it. That
was a lose-lose situation. Either he did nothing and got called a bitch but stayed free.
Is it this one? Is this the video?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wait.
So boom, out of nowhere. And people thinking like, this is part of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Knocked out right there.
Those are real punches.
Those are very real punches.
Oh, those are real punches. Bro. Hey, yo.
And this nigga's like, he's getting him, he's trying to get him off like it's not like it's not, he's not killing him right now. He's like, come on, bro, get up off him. Like it was a couple, that was 20 very hard haymakers.
Yo.
Dude was out for 6 minutes and flatlined. This is an attempted murder charge. But I don't know if people thought it was fake or whatever it is. And this was on his stream. And that's why I be telling people, man, like we're in a weird age where like streamers.
So this is what happened beforehand.
Yeah, he got hit with like a beer can or something. Right. Which is like, to me, I'm like, okay, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have put your hands on that boy.
Right.
But at the same time, another video dropped of the dude apologizing, and Raja was like, oh, that's all good. They've dapped it up. And he was just like, come on, man, it's wrestling. And then he did this. So at first I was like, Raja, I was on Raja's side. I was like, bro, he did blah, 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 blah. Then I saw the video of him apologizing. They shook hands and all that stuff. So it's a tough situation.
Pro wrestler Rampage Jackson, yep, right, for not recognizing him before the knockout incident.
He apologized. He was just like, all right. He was like, bro, my bad. I'm sorry about that. And we all know that wrestlers be like, they'll be like, yo, we got to sell this. You know what I mean? That was just crazy. He could have just, honestly, that was an impressive slam. That first slam.
Yeah, this is right.
And it seemed like it knocked him out. And he kind of let it happen because he thought it was real. But this is when it was just like, bro.
If that first one didn't, that first punch, man, definitely knocked him out.
Yeah, you can't do that. But that's the craziest thing about streaming is that we got a bunch of like 18, 20, 25-year-old kids that do not have any studio etiquette. They're not media trained. So they're getting canceled by saying this wild stuff or doing this wild stuff that they can't take back because ain't no post-production. Me and Tahir have said some crazy shit that has been cut in post-production. In these studios, you can edit it up. I'm telling you, worst taste, you guys saw, worst taste, great taste, you guys saw a smooth 70% of what happened on set. Roast me, smooth 60%. A lot of stuff is cut, and I do it for their, I don't want to call them and be like, hey, you good with saying this? I'm like, bro, the world will not change if this joke doesn't drop, but it will change for you if it does.
Boy.
So I would rather just... I would rather just leave it on the cutting room floor. These streamers, man, what you do and say is forever. So,
man,
I suggest run a podcast first. Run a podcast for a smooth year before you start streaming.
Yeah,
it's a different game.
Streaming is different. You got to watch who you. It ain't just you either. You got to watch who you got around you.
Yep.
Who's in the room who might say some wild stuff. Remember that stuff with the chick was grabbing on? Was that Deshae or was that Cassinette where the chick was grabbing all on him? It was somebody's sister.
Yeah.
It was that one streamer's sister grabbing
Deshae.
On. Yeah.
No. Oh, it was probably Deshae if the sister was grabbing on something, but he got in trouble because he was going to somebody's sister. He was saying, like, I fucked the shit out of you.
Yo, that was in the Target thing, right?
And then the girl's brother was like, that's my sister.
Yeah.
I don't know if you meant
mom. Yeah, the mom. No. This
he
was
pressed him.
Yeah, no. It was. This one was. This one was. They were doing a stream in a room.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
The sister was feeling on somebody, or the man was feeling on a woman.
The streamers. I don't know if it was his sister or his cousin was feeling on somebody underneath the table. She was like, "Let me touch her." She grabbed his.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? You remember
that?
That was earlier this year, I think.
Yeah.
And the girl was like,
let me touch it. Or some shit like that.
No, you sure you're not talking about a dude making a girl uncomfortable by touching her?
No. That was the chick that did it. It was the chick that did it. That's and it tricky. it wasn't Cassinette. I forgot who the guy was. It said it was Tyler James Williams' sister.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, one of them other niggas.
That's tough, man.
Michael
you got
Rainey Jr.?
The nigga from Power? That's the nigga from Power, ain't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he might have been the one that was getting grabbed on. Yeah. He was the one
that
he was on the screen.
Ty James' younger sister.
Yeah. Ty James.
Yeah.
So his younger sister was grabbing all on a boy's dick underneath the table.
Right. I do remember that.
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh my God.
So that's what I'm saying. It don't even have to be you. It's you gotta be mindful of the people that you keep around. All of the people that you keep around, they gotta think of you and all of their actions could affect you as a business.
Yep. That's very true. That's very because you know, academics had that case where some weird stuff was going on in the house that he was streaming on, and he was still streaming. There's, oh my God, it's like countless. And a lot of things is like, you know, they be like live for like 10, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Some of the people in the background getting drunk, doing weird stuff.
You gotta watch all that shit, man.
And now it's like these, they call it clip farming, and which is a big reason why I won't do IRL streaming that like make
What's
that
IRL?
My
name.
In real life.
Like,
so that means it's
around.
Not like in your house like Kai. Yeah. It's like DDG, like going
all around.
But the problem is that if a nigga knows you and they see you on stream, they do what's called stream sniping. And it'll be like, you're streaming, you going around the city, and we know you're at Chipotle.
Right.
You watching the stream, you're like, he's there now. Mm-hmm. So I'll come over to Chipotle and do something crazy and try to get, you know, or do something weird to you to try to like get that little moment.
Yeah.
Or people are getting like pressed like that now. And it's just like people are really trying to like get ahead.
I will turn that camera off so fast and let security beat the fuck out of you, boy.
That's what. Why aren't streamers doing that? Just let security do
because
it.
Because they will. Looking for that moment. The moment is more important than them defending this of, nah, bruh. All right, Chad, I'll be right back.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know what's crazy is that I've had some crazy overshared conversations with complete strangers. I don't know what it is about strangers that you feel like you can like just tell your business to. Maybe it's because you think you'll never see them again. But what if you do, right? We also do that with friends, mechanic, our favorite barista. But like realistically, those aren't professionals. You might get a little help here and there, but like they're not going to give you the tools to change your life the way you need to. Because if you're oversharing or you're dealing with something, you obviously need to talk to a professional. And yeah, your barista's good, but it's better at making your coffee orders, right? Your mechanic's great at having a long conversation, but he's better at changing your oil. It's the same thing across the board. Go to a licensed professional to really get the help you need. I am a big proponent of therapy. And initially, I wasn't. I was one of those people that pushed it off and was like, no, I don't need to talk to some stranger and tell them my problems. What are they going to do? You would be surprised at the relief that you will feel from sometimes just verbally saying what's bothering you, right? All of those people I mentioned in the front, your barista, your friends, your mechanic, they're great. And they'll listen. They'll give you whatever information they can. But are they going to ask the probing questions, right? The questions that will help you find the start of your trauma and what made you carry it along and why you feel like this and how long you've been feeling like this and how this affects other relationships in your life. Probably not, because they're not licensed professionals. They're not licensed therapists. They're not equipped to with the knowledge to ask you those questions. I'm just going to throw a couple of numbers at you, okay? For over 10 years, BetterHelp has been helping people, and they have a 4.9 rating out of 1.7 million client session reviews. Those are crazy numbers, guys. Can we be real about it? And we're not talking about your barbershop therapist. No disrespect to them, but let's keep it real. We're talking about quality therapists. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. Oh, it's here. I got a crazy schedule. You know, I don't know if I can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I got a crazy schedule too. And I absolutely make time for therapy because it is so needed for me. But with BetterHelp, we're talking about flexibility, fully online, and you can pause your subscription whenever you need to. And you can switch therapists at any time with no extra cost to you. BetterHelp has over 30,000 therapists. All right. It is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. So as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can help provide you access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Find the one with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/DIYS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS.
You play the little be right back screen. It's like technical difficulties. Nigga getting mopped up. And that's what, honestly, that's what DDG and his brother should have done. That one time at DreamCon when they beat that person up.
Yeah.
Why are you swinging anything?
Bro, niggas just be wanting to be tough. Notice how I said I would let security beat the fuck out of you. I'm not doing, I'm 41. I'm washed. I ain't looking to do. Only reason I work out right now is so I can be active when I'm 50 and 60. That's why I'm working. I ain't trying to be tough no more. It's young niggas out here that can do that shit way easier than me.
There are not 14, 13, 12-year-old niggas who are willing to go to jail for life for shooting somebody.
I give his mama $20,000.
You know, check on her at Christmas or something like that and be good with the child. I'm not finna be out here trying to fight these young boys right here.
You meant you give the mom of the person who went to jail for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah, yeah. Sure. Check on her every Christmas. Make sure she got some patty pies and shit like that. Put some money on this.
What loopholes do security companies have? They can beat somebody up or shoot somebody, right?
If they are doing it in effort to save their client or protect their client, and if they
save or protect?
Either one. If okay. they feel like there's imminent danger where their life can be dangerous, they mm-hmm. have a gun card, they have the right to use excessive force if they can prove it was necessary.
So like DaBaby, remember when DaBaby mm-hmm. had beat that nigga up in the Gucci store?
Yeah.
Who was like, "Look at DaBaby." And it was like, but then like the camera cut off and mm-hmm. then he was beat up with his jaws out.
Jaws out, yeah.
Yep. Apparently him, I don't necessarily believe this, but apparently DaBaby and his security guard beat his ass. Mm. But it was very clearly like he started it. There's video
editing. Yeah, he was antagonizing them.
So that security guard should be good, right?
Yeah, he should be good. DaBaby killed somebody in Walmart.
Yeah, he did.
He literally shot this man in Walmart while his daughter was there. And he got off because the man approached him.
Probably in terms of like how we usually use real, in terms of like gangsta niggas, mm-hmm. probably the realest rapper
oh, yeah.
of our generation.
Hands down. He definitely lives the life that he raps about.
Do we know any other? Oh yeah, Young Thug might.
Yeah, Thug.
Young Thug just beat a Rico. So
yeah.
That's impressive. The baby's like the second realest nigga. I mean, of our generation. But
baby ain't go to jail though. So like in
he still went to court
in the hierarchy of realness.
Wait, did he though?
He didn't go to jail for.
He was
for,
that was before he popped though.
Yeah, but he didn't go to jail for it. And fighting that dude, he didn't go to jail for that in the Gucci store. He didn't go to jail when he knocked that girl's phone out of her head and they hit her in the head when he was walking through the crowds like that. He been skating. He been skating.
Great lawyer.
He's been skating. You know what I mean?
DaBaby might be the realest rapper of all.
And he just dropped a new little track, Fire, I Can't Hold You.
Maybe King Von.
But you can't go King Von because he's dead.
Huh?
King Von dead, though.
That takes away from the realness?
You got to take away from, because we have to judge on who's here. Like, who's the realest rapper out right now?
It's like stats.
You say, who was one of the realest? Definitely King Von. Everything. He told you play by play how he killed every person he killed.
People are calling him a serial killer.
Oh, he definitely was.
Which is kind of wild.
He killed that we know of, 9 to 10 people.
My favorite part when I went like on a huge King,
dive.
Yep,
yeah.
Hearing his friends talk about him, they seemed like they were like nervous around him too. They were like, "Oh yeah, he was always on one." It was almost like if I was like, "Yo, I'm going to an op hood. You trying to come? I'm just looking for trouble." And you're just like, "I kind of have some stuff to do today." He's like, "All right, I'll be right back." And he'll come back and be like, "I killed two people." God damn, but, this nigga was on demon time.
You was watching you probably watched the same documentary I watched where the dude, like, I think it was a white dude. Bro, he was talking about the chick that he was flirting with, but also threatening online.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he's flirting with the bitch.
Yeah, that's Chicago shit.
Still end up killing her.
Chicago shit. Them niggas were FaceTiming each other. To me, I thought niggas didn't really talk till they saw each other, but they were FaceTiming each other like, "I'm going to kill you.
When I see you, I'm going to fuck you first and I'm going to kill you."
And then King King Von seemed like he was kind of like friends. You were like, you're watching like, are they friends or not? Because they'd be joking around and stuff. And then be like, "When I see you though. When I see you though,
I'm gonna see you." And then it'd be like,
"The shooting happened in O Block of Chicago," and it's like, "Oh, he really
O Block is just literally one block too.
Have you
it's
been?
Not a big no. I'm heaven stuff. No, I told you when I was on the last episode. I was like, the driver was like, "Yo, you want to go check?"
Right.
No, not with you. I gotta go with somebody. Be like, "No, he good. Hey, fam, chill out. He good. You are not the driver to do that for me, bro. I'm not. No, hell no. I don't want to go with you. No. Take me to my destination, sir."
Is Chicago like as fearsome as the rap industry says?
I think there are certain parts, just like LA, that still have that. That tenacity about themselves. But I'm going to tell you this. This last time I was in Chicago for the promo joint, it was a lot of fun. Chicago is a beautiful city. And I realized I've never gone there outside of like a funeral or for work. Gone there just like for vacation and hang out. I so got to do that, man. I mean, from the hotel to the food to the shopping, this is probably the city with the most Nordstrom's.
I've never seen more Nordstrom's in any city.
That's such a random stat.
It's random, right?
Yeah.
But there are probably...
Did you go?
No. I went to one. No lie. There are probably 10 to 12 Nordstrom's downtown Chicago.
10 to 12?
10 to 12.
And they're all big? You're from Chicago, right?
I lived there for 7 years, yeah.
Is that true? Is that Helen Nordstrom's?
I mean, like, I know which one you're thinking of on Mac Mile.
The
big one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I, like...
Let's see. Are in downtown Chicago.
I need to really experience Chicago because Old Block painted a terrible...
I know.
Drill really painted a terrible picture. But at the same time, rap paints a terrible picture of L.A., so I know that it's got to be false somehow.
Okay, let's see what we got. We got the one on Michigan Avenue. Then it's the Nordstrom Racks. Wait, where is it? Why is it just not giving me how many there are? Man, when I searched Nordstrom, when I was in my hotel, like six of them came up downtown. And I went downstairs. I was like, hey, what's the closest Nordstrom? And they was like.
Which one?
There's one right out across the street down, and then there's one three blocks this way. And if you want to go to another one that's a little bigger, it's like six block or eight blocks. That was at my hotel.
Damn.
And so I was like, damn, like y'all really fuck with this Nordstrom though. But that Nordstrom was way better than than the ones in St. Louis. But yeah, it was crazy.
There's so many great things about Chicago. I feel like rap kind of ruined the tourism of Chicago, Memphis, and Detroit. Well, and I feel like I would have a great time at all.
Here's the thing: you can still go. I would stay downtown.
Don't go in the winter.
What of Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Stay downtown. You good in Memphis? You good in Chicago? Just don't leave downtown. Like when we left, we had drivers and security. Jasmine's husband came with us. He's 6'8". That motherfucker was getting out.
That's big.
Casting a shadow over the cars that we rode in.
Is that bigger than Shaq?
I was just about to see.
6'8" is... I feel like 6'5" is
Shaq
maximum...
Shaq is 7'1".
Okay. 6'5" is LeBron maximum is person 6'9". Height. People should not be bigger than 6'5".
Bro, he is tall.
6'5" is tall.
We got to get him on the show. He got some stories.
Is he security?
No, he does tall guy car reviews.
Like... Can I fit in this car if I'm tall?
No, like he.
That's what I thought. He's like, this car is not good for tall people.
I mean, he's gonna let you know that too. But, bro, you talking about I know I got a crazy life. He got me beat.
Really?
Yes. This is him right here. This is tall.
You've heard stories that were better than the kidnapping and the fire stories and all those?
That man got stories, bro. These are all the cars he's done.
Like, he looks so clean cut.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Minnesota.
So what are these stories about?
Bro, I don't want to step on his toes, bro, because he told us in like a family group setting while we were breaking bread, and I think he's talked about it before.
What's the genre? Like, are these like fight stories? Are
these
like...
are fight, breaking an injury, jail.
Oh, stuff he's done?
Get out of jail, never had played basketball, get a basketball scholarship to college. Like.
Who's this? What's this nigga's name?
Slim.
Oh, yeah.
But tall
yeah.
guy, car reviews.
Yeah, we got it.
This is Jasmine JP Love, JJ Love, you know, light skinned Jasmine.
Yeah.
This is her husband.
This nigga got a popping YouTube channel, too.
Bro. And the coolest motherfucker, bro.
Damn.
Yes. Yes.
Fire.
Yes.
I would love to hear all these stories.
Bro, I got it, bro.
Who the fuck is fighting niggas that are 6'8"?
Bro, and I'm talking about got them hands.
Of course. I feel like you don't even need hands like that. You just grab a nigga.
Bro, he has such a great story. That would be like a Patreon only or a paywall episode.
Oh, is that crazy
good.
Stories?
It's so good, bro. And he's such Where's a he live? Great. He lives out here. He's such a great storyteller, not even intentionally. You wouldn't expect, he's just never what you expect.
He seems like he don't be fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's trippy.
Bro, it's really
I can't
good.
Believe niggas 6'8 are fighting each other. What really told me about the difference between how big niggas are is Animal Planet. You ever be like, you ever see like a documentary where it's like this big ass bear and then a bear that's like five times bigger just comes out of nowhere and it's just like, oh, this thing exists. And then they fight, and the bear that's been like dominating other bears his whole life for like decades just gets killed and everything taken. Like, bro, that's people.
Did you see the video? Like, I think it was like last week I saw it online. It was like of a dire wolf. And somebody captured like this big ass wolf just out there. And then a black bear comes out and the wolf was looking at him like, fuck you finna do? And the bear starts coming to him like, all right, that's what you finna do? And he starts moving away. But then like the bear like acts like he's been in charge and the wolf like stands his ground. But this is a big ass fucking wolf because it's like the same height as the bear.
Right.
And they was like, they thought that these wolves were extinct. This wasn't like a regular, because regular wolves
are big. This is the Game of Thrones type of
wolf. This is that type of wolf. Yeah. This is that type of wolf.
They're fucking huge.
Bro, that's crazy.
The comparison images of those is insane. Did the black bear leave?
I think the video cut off. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Internet be trying to make it seem like black bears are some bitches. Like, they're always like, if it's brown or if it's white, you in trouble. But if it's black, fuck that. Like, just rah. They seem like black bears are like pussies. But it's like, you know, this is a bear.
Was it it?
Damn. Oh, those two bear cubs? Oh, he's making friends.
This was a different one.
It's a big ass wolf, though.
Yeah.
Bear cubs are scary as hell to me. Because it's like,
they got razor sharp claws and they could just kill you at any moment. They don't realize how strong they are.
Nah, I'm just, I feel like it's scary because you know the mom's nearby.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or could be. So now it's just like, fuck. Someone's in the bushes watching their kids and us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is it right here.
Ooh.
Massive wolf spotted.
Now, the wolf is a little bit more in the foreground, so it looks bigger.
Right.
They're about to be next to each other?
Yeah.
Ooh, wait.
See what I'm saying? Now, that was a full-size bear. That wasn't a cub.
They were the same
that
size.
That wolf was the same, bro.
They were
that's a big-ass wolf, bro.
Them niggas were.
That wolf is in the foreground. Okay, all right. That's what you were saying.
Because it started like this, and I'm like, yeah, the wolf is bigger. And then it was like, oh, yep.
Yeah, it said the standoff went on for about an hour until the wolf finally backed up.
Well, the wolf left.
Yeah.
I mean, an hour is pretty crazy. I never even thought of like a one wolf versus a bear type of fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, what page is this? This looks beautiful.
Cooper Lost.
Oh, that's a photographer?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nick specializes in bears.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he out there like, that's a dope-ass picture, though. All right, but listen. About to get up out of here, guys. Don't forget to run up Churchy right now. Streaming.
Churchy.
Also, a hospital's about to come out on BET as well, so be looking out for that as well. A lot of fun. Patrick's on there. I'm on there. CP is on there. D-Lay is on there. Mel Mitchell's on there. So many great artists Kev on stage has put into place and just got us working and collaborating together, so check that out as well. As also, the Ball Brothers Tour coming to a city near you. Make sure you check that out. Grab your tickets right now because it's going to be a time had. Pat, what you got for him?
Planet Sandwich. I'm going to say this at the end of every episode. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. live. Yeah. Let's do it.
There it is.
Pull up.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Hey.
Peace, guys.
Thank you, Scary Squad, for pulling up.